This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and I'm Danny.
Are you doing that because you've just come off the plane and you're a bigwig where you were? Hollywood Danning.
Just flew in, not from Hollywood, but Denver Dan.
Oh. Denver's as good as Hollywood. That these days, Denver's real.
Denver's great. It's super cold.
Mm-hmm. Right now,
marijuana is legal in Denver.
Do you smell it everywhere you go? Yeah.
Not as much as LA.
Yeah, but can I just tell you about Dan? It was super cold in the coolness of hip Denver. But he's still wearing his down special REI, you know, like $200 jacket.
Three.
In Tennessee, and it's quite sunny today.
Yeah.
And he's still got his glasses, like, kind of like put in the V of his shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's big time, man.
So, yeah, so you just jumped off the plane, and Serena and I just jumped off of a three-day meeting.
Yeah, 9 to 5 all day. When we got home, we had research for it, and it was just...
Friday,
super,
Saturday,
super.
And Sunday. I mean, it's an exciting topic. We were planning a mapping out our whole process for our new Trim Healthy medical clinic where we'll be dealing with hormones.
Like a physical building?
Yeah, we were with our precious doctor, Dr. K, who's going to be overarching.
She is incredible.
Our head doctor for
and
it.
And Steve. Good old Steve Lamar, and he's our head honch for that.
Steve's back.
Yeah, this is rolling out, man. And
Steve Lamar. If these people could just hear Steve Lamar talk.
Yes.
Danny, my brother, are you?
Oh, my goodness,
you just know how to, like,
what do you call it when you channel? You channeled him.
He'll call me like once a year.
Oh, that's precious. Steve's precious.
How
man.
Are you doing?
Oh, that's so
I'm just like, dude, I always feel like he's pretending.
That's how good of an actor Danny is. Because you probably, you know, you're busy, Hollywood Dan. You're not thinking of Steve every day. But you just could pull him out of the
you
hat.
You channeled him, and man, because we were with him for 3 days. And that's exactly where he sends it. He's so authentic, though. That's him.
Yeah. I wish people knew, like, the people we knew. Because I just do impressions for
the whole
podcast.
Yeah, I know. But they actually can't appreciate that because they don't know Steve.
Why we said all this? Danny, fresh off the plane. Pearl and I, fresh out of, like... Joe versus Volcano office with fluorescent blinking lights. You know, we've just been... So we've got nothing for you.
No, we got
I'm
it
just
all,
teasing.
Kids.
That's why we've got something for you. Because sometimes when you're unprepared, that's when the fun
That's the best.
Yes.
No, but literally...
Danny's like, she's got no teleprompter. Yay! We hit a party.
Yeah.
No, we didn't. We didn't because we came from that. And then, Serene, we had a video. We had to do videos this morning.
Yeah.
Then we had to go to your house and answer questions. And then we came from there to hear... I don't know what to talk about, people.
I got more questions for you, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bring quests.
Yeah.
Bring some quiz, Q's and A's.
And go now?
Yes, Daneth.
All right. And I can take any of these, right?
I mean,
are approved, right?
Well, I'll always just block them out if we don't like them. I'll just say, Tim, edit that
You'll
out.
You'll tell Tim, edit. Okay. Well, I'm going to take a question from Melissa, who I think has 3 kids based on the rest of her name, would like to hear more about fitness do's and don'ts and any other relevant hormonal info for mamas 50 plus.
Okay.
Serene's like, I was about to tackle that one and now I have to let my jolly sister do it.
Because you're not 50?
I hate it when my
50.
Sister...
But you're not 50.
Yeah,
I am.
How old are you?
Dan, you said to Pearl, but you're not 50, but you looked at me and said, and you're not 50? You are
You heard it that way.
I'm telling you.
That was your choice.
A woman knows how to take it the right way.
No, nothing a woman wrong. Knows how to take it the wrong way.
Girl, don't you down the 50s. I'm 51.
Oh, I know.
You're 51.
Yeah, man.
You don't look a day over 38 and a half.
Fix it with me, Dan. Fix it.
I would never broke it.
My favorite.
You're Celine Dion.
If you were my hub, you'd be in trouble.
Hey, stop downing the
50s. No, I wouldn't be because Sam...
No, I'm not downing the 50s. I'm not. It's the way that Dan worded the whole thing. I'm downing the Dan.
Play it back.
Nope. You did it right.
She heard it wrong, right? See?
And Danny did well.
Les has a higher testosterone than you do. She can reason a little bit better.
Woo, he's just getting worse, isn't he? He's getting in it. He's stepping in it.
No,
this is how Lisa does me right here.
Let me
answer. This is familiar.
Let me answer this because I am of the over 50 age.
You answer it and Sam and I are
going for
drinks.
You got to do it differently, Melissa.
I'm going to nubs in later on.
You got to do it differently, Melissa. It was Melissa,
Wait,
right?
What was her question? Would like to hear more about fitness do's and don'ts.
I know the questions, Dan.
Okay.
I don't. I've lost it already.
Okay. So fitness, you got to do, I mean, I said differently, but I'm approaching it differently because I was always of the mindset of do what you love. Just exercise, move your body. It's a brilliant thing. Don't be inactive. And, you know, and then I was, for the last several years, because Serene created the Workins program, I was doing that. And that was fantastic for me. Like it healed my inner core. But I never did the kettlebells in it with Serene at first. I just did the little bands and I was all about little bits of body strength training. I was never about lifting weights. I like to go on walks. I never understood the importance of muscle, and muscle is our longevity organ.
You preach.
Muscle is an actual organ. When we lose muscle, we lose our metabolism, we lose our immune system, we lose our health.
And that's when we start gaining weight, when we lose muscle, because muscle is the hungry organ that says, give me the fuel, I can take it. Yeah. Muscle burns calories.
I will
at
burn
rest.
You. That's why men lose faster than women. Muscle.
I have been with you this long and did not know that.
Yeah. So now over 50, what
So you get
happens?
Insulin resistant when? Mm-hmm. When you're getting older and you're losing muscle.
Pearl gruffed when you interrupted.
I did.
She's
like, huh, I'm the one over 50 here.
She stopped talking. And I just heard like a gentle,
it was a harumph.
It was a fussy old lady humph. That has nothing to do with 51, by the way.
I know, it doesn't. You can do no wrong in my book today, okay. Danny.
Yeah, you've crossed those bridges.
The 38 is just such a lovely thing. So I was saying, muscle releases these things called psychomines. What do you call them?
psychomines.
I don't want to get in trouble. So you can
you tell me if you know the name.
Yes, but you just go for
it. Oh, she's not letting me sound intelligent. She's just letting me hang out there. I don't know. But they release these substances that actually lower inflammation in your body too. And when you strength train and when you actually tear your muscle during an exercise, what happens is interleukin-6, which is an inflammatory hormone in your body, that if it's in your bloodstream and in the rest of your body, that's bad. You get things like arthritis, like pain, like just inflammation. Mm. When you strength train, it actually takes it from the rest of your body and puts it to that muscle where it needs to repair.
Okay.
The muscle gets inflamed and it stops inflammation in the rest of your body.
Pearl, let me testify.
What?
Just real quick. That makes so much
sense.
You're
not over 50, so
no,
push.
No, I'm well under. Thank you, girls. So I have pain all over my body now if I don't work out.
Yes, Danny.
If I don't work out.
It's truth. And my son-in-law, Kendall, is the same thing. Yeah. If he stops his workouts, he gets pain in his body. Starts them, he doesn't.
And that's what
it's an interleukin-6.
And that is what makes you feel the inflammation.
Yes.
Like in parts that seem unconnected.
Yeah. If you have pain in your muscles after workout, after a strength training, maybe you did push-ups, Danny, or maybe you lifted weights. Good. That's taking inflammation from the rest of your body and using it to actually repair the little tears in your muscle, and it's pulling it systemically out of the rest of your body where you feel pain.
And of course, you don't mean bodybuilder, and especially for women, you don't necessarily mean the same type of workout.
Well, let me talk about that. That's what I didn't realize.
But we don't have to use the same weightage as those huge bodybuilders, because obviously we're not going to be able to do it without hurting ourselves, but we slowly go up as heavy as we can. Pearl, take it away.
I know this is your pet subject, Serene, and honestly, I would have to give you credit. You have inspired a lot of this for me. I remember when I was going through menopause and I was not strength training like I am now, and I was doing all my diet tweaks. I was eating more emails and I didn't get, and I was like, Pearl, you've done it. You didn't get the menopause belly. You figured it all out. And you know what you said to me one day? Pearl, you look skinny. And it's not the right skinny. It's that skinny fat. You're looking like a little weak old woman. Is that what you want? And she got in my face. And I was like, but hold on. I haven't like put on all this menopause fat. And then I realized I was just fading away.
Yeah.
And what I needed to do was to strength train. And so since that day, and I didn't want to hear it, and I kind of got mad at Serene, I went and I studied.
That's what sisters are for.
Yeah. And then I realized, no, I need to restore my muscle or I will end up losing my bone density. I will break a hip. And that's how most women die.
Does your mom work out?
our mum.
Yeah.
Well, she lifts boxes, her above Ruby's boxes. So and just, she goes on hard walks and she carries a weighted vest, like, which is really good for bone density.
She works,
yeah.
She holds a weighted vest on pretty much for 8 hours a day. Yeah. She wears it while she's on the computer.
So women, wow, when they're over 50.
I'd like
over 50,
to work out more though.
Here's what you have to do. You have to lift heavy things. If you don't, you will lose your muscle mass and your bone density. And why? Because when you go through menopause and even perimenopause, it starts happening. Mm. You are losing muscle at such an accelerated rate, especially for women.
And that's when the aging happens.
That's when you lose your metabolism. That's when you can't, you know, you can't lose weight. That's what all these things
happen. That's when that hamburger pie-esque casserole,
yeah,
you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, because your muscles aren't there.
Theory too, and you can just deny it. It's just been in my head for a couple of weeks. I feel like when I'm doing push-ups, my jawline is stronger. Like, why does my face look better?
Well,
I feel like my face is more muscular.
Well, I actually think when I do push-ups, my face is set a certain way.
Oh, maybe.
I feel tension in my face when I do push-ups. Yeah.
You don't even realize all the muscles you're using when you do a push-up.
Well, because the neck muscles get engaged,
mm-hmm,
which, yep, are connected to the face. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if there's some sort of like defined, there's something. Something happened.
Oh, I agree, but I do want to just say, hey guys, it doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't have to be all like freak out because it's got to go out and lift and heft some heavy things. No, you're going to take it slow.
Yeah.
You're going to just realize that resistance exercise is bang for buck. Like some people ask me, "Hey, do you want to come for a walk with us this week?" And I say, sadly, it's not a very good thing. Sorry, I don't have time.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because our life is busy and I really love walking. Mm-hmm. But
we still walk.
But I walk on Saturday. That's mm-hmm. the only day. Because my life is so busy during the day, weightlifting is the most bang for buck I can do in a certain time. And it will give me hours and hours and hours of
calorie burning.
Even afterwards. And it does more for my body in the small amount of time. To really get a useful walk, I have to walk for over an hour to feel like I've done anything for me.
I know. And you could burn a few calories when you walk, but when you strength train, you're burning more calories. But what happens after, for hours after, it's like your metabolism is like up 400%.
Right. And so even while you're sleeping, you're burning.
Yeah.
So you're going to start safe and you're going to start at something that feels hard, that you can do for like 15
reps. Well,
let
me get practical about it.
Yes.
So when I first decided to start bringing my muscle back, because I realized, no, I have lost a jolly lot of it. I still did our work-ins that you designed, Serene, but I started using the kettlebells. I started with 15, then I went up to 25s. Then I realized, and I do recommend, if you haven't done any strength training, start with our work-ins, because that will heal your core and it will teach you form and how not to
ruin
your stomach.
If you do the wrong form while you're lifting weights, you're going to injure yourself.
You could do it for just maybe 3 months even. It would do a lot of healing to you.
Start with work-ins, because you're going to be doing a lot of the movements people do with weightlifting, but you're going to be doing it with body weight.
Yes, it's body weight.
Mm-hmm.
But I needed extra heavy things to actually restore
my
muscle.
We're asking, we're inspiring, say, do the body weight, but progress.
Now, Serene and I, we're going to be filming a whole new workout series, and it's about women lifting heavy-ish, we're going to call it.
And don't get afraid. We have been watching, inspired, learning from women who started in their late 60s that were overweight, that were out of shape, and now they look like they come from a circus ring.
Yeah,
they're so fit.
Yeah, and so if we don't have that available yet, so there's what can I use right now? On YouTube, it's pretty intense.
Yes,
honestly.
But even Cal, our wonderful Cal calculator who works for us, and he is so about weightlifting, and he's over 50. He's all about it. He's like, Pearl, that lady, she's tough. That's a bit crazy.
Well, I've been doing Carolyn.
So don't scare them off.
Carolyn Gervin, her Iron series. I don't really so much into her other series, but Iron is lifting weights, just free weights, just what you have at home, because you don't need to go to a gym. And you could take it at your own pace and take longer breaks. She only has 30-second breaks. I recommend going a bit longer. But she, doing her workouts with her, has restored so much of my muscle. Right?
Do you think there's a mentality that sort of makes people wither away too? Like,
it's actually hormones and happening. But yeah,
hormones,
it's real.
And lack of lifting.
No, it's happening. But it sounds like no one's telling people what you're saying. Like, why isn't this every doctor? Why isn't this on
maybe
TV?
Maybe it's a mentality that you're meant to wither away and wither away and right. be frail, that's and that's saying. Okay. It's not okay.
Well, you know what? When my husband...
I mean, it's okay if you want that, but I don't want that.
My husband has had arrhythmia in his heart for a very long time. Even in his late 30s, he had some arrhythmia.
What is arrhythmia?
It's when your heart skips beats. And but it got worse as he got older. But so one time we were looking into getting him an ablation. So I went with him downtown...
What's
Nashville
an ablation?
There. It's when they kind of stop the heart and then put it back on.
Oh, to sort of reset the timing.
Yeah, reset it.
Timing belt change.
So I went into this place, this heart place where we were sitting in this waiting room. And do you know what I saw? And it broke my heart. Little old ladies everywhere bent over. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them were kind of on walkers because they'd broken a hip. And they had heart conditions and they were all stooped over and they were
and you know
they
what
were
happened,
little
though?
and they were fading
can
away.
Can I just say one thing and you keep going with that description, but heart conditions, the biggest cause of heart conditions is your loss of hormones as
yes,
a woman.
It is.
Wow.
And hormones,
cause
of course.
Of female death yes. over 50 is heart attacks.
And
it's
I looked at every
estrogen.
And every all wow. the all the ladies were so frail and I realized this is what Serene was talking about. I could have been going in this direction. I will not. And I will not, and I will be the one carrying my groceries, thank you. Not the boy. Not the boy that says, hey, ma'am, do you need a little help? I'll be like, no, I got it. Because I want to got it for as long as I can. And what and how we got it is we strength train.
I remember our mother, like in the days when I had like a few babies in pushchairs and we'd be walking home and
strollers,
like, mom,
yeah.
come and walk home with me. You know, we'll talk about this and that. And she'd always be fighting us to push the babies up the hill.
Yeah.
You give me a chance. And I'm like, no, this is my workout, mom. And she's like, well, what about my workout? And she'd pull it off of us yeah. and push the babies up the hill because she didn't want to be that frail person either. And she's not.
No, she's
not. But a big reason she's not is, too, she got on bioidentical hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's protected her heart and it's protected her bones.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl. And I'm Pearl. And who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
But working out can fix the hormone problem?
No. Not when you've lost them. When you've passed menopause, you lost the hormones.
I mean, okay. You can, like, say early peri, maybe for a guy more than even a woman, but woman a little bit. You can just tweak your diet to more fat-soluble, fats like your vitamin A and your vitamin D coming right. from sources, animal sources that can really feed and nurture your hormones. And exercise, of course, turns on testosterone and even estrogen a little bit, lifting can. But at a certain point, you've lost them. You can't
well,
build
but if
what's
you're
lost.
Post-menopause, once you've lost your female hormones, you can't bring back hormones. Your ovaries have done their job. They're resting now for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So if you want them back, you need to restore them
and
optimize them through bioidentical hormones.
We may have touched on this before, but I'd like to touch on it. Is that natural? Let's talk about it. Well,
yeah.
The first, there's A and B answers to that. The A first is that, yes, they use natural bioidentical, we're talking about bioidentical hormones, not the synthetic. So the ones you want to get, if you're interested, are natural. They're sourced from plants. And God put those hormones in there for us to isolate. Like, he put them in there.
Yeah.
Why? He put them in there for us to find. And I just read lately,
yeah.
and I'm going to bring it one day on a teleprompter to the party, but the scripture that says, what I've hid to reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he loves us to find things. He wants mm-hmm. us to be treasure hunters, and he's hid things. There's revelations for us to get, and he's put things out there. And so maybe they didn't know about it, you know, 200 years ago. Well, that's okay. We're just hunting out the facts now. But anyway, so these are natural. They're identical to your body. Your body says, I identify with these just like the ones I was having in my prime. I will know what to do with them. That's A. Now B. Is it natural? Well, Danny, we would all sit here probably if we didn't think it was natural to help our teeth out. We'd probably have 3 or 4 missing by now. Dark ages. Remember, you go down those alleys. I don't know. We never did. But, you know, in the movies, the dark ages, they were
pirates,
all rotten teeth.
The pirates.
All rotten teeth. Pro, you've had your teeth capped.
Yeah.
I've had root canals, which aren't that healthy, but then I got them changed out and I've got implants and I got teeth work done, right?
Yeah.
Do you go for whitenings?
I have you been go for to cleanings? The dentist in so long.
Okay, but yeah, but normal people go for whitenings and they get buzzes all over their teeth.
What about your eyes? We all start to, you know, lose our eyesight. What can we do about that? Well, some people get that little laser, or some people wear glasses. You better not do that because that's not natural.
Don't put a contact in there. That's not natural, right? It's the concept is just because, like, don't get in a plane. Danny, you shouldn't have gotten the plane because it's not natural, because when we were, you know, when the world was first created, there was no planes in the sky. Like, There are some great revelations that are for our benefit and for our health. And don't wear shoes because you weren't born with none.
Yeah,
many people, even when they have thyroid issues or all these sex hormone issues after menopause, you know, they say, but I just want to go natural. I think that's the way to go. And so they try all these supplements, which actually are not bioidentical to their bodies. There's nothing wrong with supplements. But if you need estrogen or if you need your thyroid, it's what you need. I don't care if it comes from a prescription pharmacy. It's bioidentical. Your body is screaming for it, rather than something that goes around there and it's kind of called natural. What is the most natural is replacing your lost hormones.
Right, like a gardener. Yeah. If the soil needs amending, he doesn't think, well, it's natural to just leave it alone. No, he jolly well goes out and gets the lime and gets whatever's needed to amend the soil, and he puts it back in. When we have a cold, do we think, well, it's really, I just want to stick with natural, so I'll eat 50 oranges today. Why don't you just pop in a healthy vitamin C, maybe isolated, maybe food-based. Let's make it from the food, like it's a Whole Foods vitamin C, not the brand Whole Foods, but yeah. But, you know, it feels natural to... If we need to replace, if things are lost, find them and put them back in, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just really, I was at the crossroads. Is it natural? I just want to go natural, but I am sold. You know what I mean? My husband couldn't even read if he didn't put his glasses on.
Yeah.
You know, and then he had this weird tragedium grow over his eye because he grew up in New Mexico and it's like a real dusty, dusty place. And they say people that grow up in those outdoor places with lots of grit in the air, and then he became like a concrete worker and he'd sand concrete countertops and all that grit went in.
With no mask.
Right. And so, yeah. And so anyway, so natural would just to let that tragedium grow over.
Yeah.
Natural is to let babies die and don't do cesarean sections.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I just think it's in a mindset that just, it hurts so many women, because so many of us crunchy types too, you know, that want to be natural, we hurt ourselves because we don't understand that some of the things that are not thought of as natural, they're actually the more natural way to go.
Natural is to say, sitting on this couch, how it's comfortable, and just let our bodies slowly age. You know, you have got to get up, you've got to hift some iron around. You know, that's actually doing something different. It's actually saying, I'm going to stop the course that would normally take place.
Yeah,
here.
Because, you know, I talk to a lot of women, like, let's talk thyroids, for instance, you know, and they're like, there's so many supplements for thyroid. Okay, so if your thyroid is lacking, and let's say you go get tested, please don't just get a TSH and a T4. They're showing you nothing about your thyroid. If you need to get your thyroid tested, you need a full thyroid panel. And let me tell you what the most important one is. It's your free T3. That will show you your active thyroid hormone. Okay, so when you get a T4, all you're seeing...
It's bound, right? T4 is bound.
Is a hormone that can do nothing in your body. It cannot convert. It has to be converted into T3, and we don't know yet if it can be converted. But So if you're going to get tested, you need a free T3. That's your main one.
So if you get a test and the doctor says your T4 looks great, your TSH, your thyroid stimulating hormone, looks great,
that's not even a thyroid hormone.
That doesn't even mean anything. that you got active thyroid, which is your T3.
It means nothing. So let's just say, you know, you get your thyroid panel and it does come back a little low. Your free T3, which means the thyroid hormone your body can use, is a little low. Most people, a lot of crunchy folk, like, you know, and I put myself in that camp, but a lot of us were like, well, let me see. First, what can I do that's natural? I really need to get this going. So, okay, so I'm going to look up online. I'm going to Google all the things that will help me get my free T3 up. You know, my conversion going, my T4 needs to convert to T3. Oh my goodness. So I've got to get my gut in order. Okay, great. My diet needs to get in order. Okay, great. Those are foundational things. But now I'm going to take all these supplements, okay? I'm going to take, they say I need selenium. Okay, I'm going to take selenium. They say I need zinc. Okay, I'm going to take zinc. They say I need iodine. Well, I don't know how much to take. And then I start reading about that. And is it dangerous? Is it not? And I might overdose. And then I start taking all these
things. Which Pearl did. She overdosed.
I did all these things.
And got Graves' disease.
I did all those things. And my T3 was still not optimized. And then you know what I did? I found an amazing doctor who said, oh, Pearl, you need some thyroid hormone. Let's give it to you. And do you know what happened to me? I stopped feeling cold all the time. I had energy. My metabolism went up. My body was crying for the real hormone.
The real thing.
And we run in circles sometimes trying to be natural when we should just be direct.
Right. I love that.
That's my rant for the day.
Oh, it's so good. So we went from the weightlifting to the hormones, but that's what Pearl and I are very passionate about right now in this season of our life, which is like once you pass your prime, like you're 35 and above.
I ain't past my prime.
No, we're prime. We're prime,
prime
plus.
We're prime rib.
We're prime plus, right? Yeah. Which plus is always better.
That's right.
You know, if you want a Happy Meal
but
plus.
Why did you, excuse me, was plus. That past your prime a mistake?
No.
Why did you say past your prime?
Oh, it was a mistake. Forgive okay. me. Forgive me.
Get on okay. your knees.
She meant older than 35.
Yeah, yeah, but when you're older than 35,
okay,
past your peak hormone stage.
Yes.
That's what
go.
I was trying to
go.
Say.
Is it the same for males, by the way, peak hormone stage?
Yeah, can be, yeah. but...
Andropause is a very real thing as well as menopause. It's the same
what?
Thing. It's just a gradual...
I say every man on 50 should start testing their testosterone. If you're 50 and above, it doesn't go down as quickly as women.
Yeah, but sometimes in the late 40s, they still need it. And my husband, because we still want to keep that window open for some miracle baby. So he's taking Clomid, which works for a man to encourage his own testosterone. Mm-hmm. And it's gone from, what was he, like 300
he
to 1,000?
He was 300. Yeah, he's at 1,000.
Yeah.
Have you ever tested your testosterone, Danny?
Not officially.
I've heard you say that Spanish men don't ever need to test their testosterone,
yeah.
but maybe as you creep up to that 50,
my grandfather was wilding out till the day he died.
Yeah,
but I just want to say though, let's just track back to what I was saying. After that peak, hormonal peak, if you want to care about anything about health after that hormonal peak, these are the things you think about: gut health. Keeping your sugars low, but keeping good, healthy carbs in, because that's two different things. And then strength training.
Yeah, protein, of course.
And then getting an understanding of bioidentical hormones so that when you get to that stage, you've got your plan in action. Mm-hmm. Because every month past menopause is stealing from you certain things from your body.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's not just that the hormones are gone. Your bones are depleting. Your brain is depleting.
Oh, no.
Yes. Your heart is at risk. Your breasts are at risk. So many things are at risk.
Mm. One day we'll come on here and do a really in-depth potty about that. All the myths about it. So sad. So many women being put off because they think it causes breast cancer when really it protects you against breast cancer.
What protects you?
Getting bioidentical hormone replacement, okay. including estrogen, which women are so fearful of. It's so sad.
Is this a plague of modern times, though? Like 1,000 years ago, if people were eating, you know, protein, plants, there wasn't options. There was no hamburger helper.
No, because I could eat protein plants all I want, Danny, and I'm still going to enter menopause. But they did have it longer.
Hmm.
Okay. Like the men back then in David's time were apparently, I don't know how they did the testing, but I've read books about it. You know, if you read about David and his mighty men, I mean, you just read some of the things that they did with their bodies and how many, you know, just the way that they were like Navy SEALs plus, right?
Yeah.
There was a lot of testosterone back then that I believe was.
But it's your question, did women go through menopause?
No, it was.
They did, but just
you
later,
know, once
probably.
We start menopausing, you're saying that you're at, and your hormones go down, you're at higher risk of breast cancer and all these things. I wonder if you think that would have been the same when women were doing more muscular activities coupled with better eating.
No, because when your hormones are gone, you need hormones.
But if you can't do hormones, there are things you can do to keep your strength and your bones around, which is strength training. You'll be far better doing strength training.
You will be far better, but I'm just saying if you can do both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're worried because you think I can't do this because there's breast cancer history in my family, there is still a way around that.
Well, I would always, personally, and I'm speaking for myself here, even if I had breast cancer history in my family, I'd want to do it, prevent that, and I would go on hormones. Now, if you were currently experiencing breast cancer at this time, you don't go on hormones during that time.
During the treatment.
And some doctors want to wait 5 years, but there's a certain amount of studies. There's 14 out of 15 studies show a woman directly after their cancer, go right back to hormones, actually live longer and do better. But you, I never want people to say, well, Pearl told me to go right back on hormones.
Right, but you could find a doctor who can work with you. And those studies are very telling.
I recommend you read the book,
Estrogen
Matters.
I mean, say you had cancer, Pearl, and you had just gone over treatment, you'd get right to it. I mean, just personally.
Yeah, I would. But that's personal.
Personally, me too.
So I recommend the book, Estrogen Matters by a doctor, I think is Bloom, B-L-R-E Bloom, I believe. But it's called Estrogen Matters, and it looks into the studies about estrogen and cancer.
It's a good book for people who
excellent
have breast cancer
book
and are worried about
excellent
the whole subject.
Book.
And this is something, oh, I'm worried, I'm scared about getting on bioidentical hormones. Well, I would be most scared
to not. Because the thing, these are the three things that kill women, okay? It is heart disease. It is hip issues. Because you break a hip, this is what they say in the hospital, break a hip, get pneumonia and die. Women that hip breaks, they have far more heart attacks and strokes. And what they write down on their death certificate was heart attack or stroke, but it's usually precipitated by a hip break.
Why is that?
Because you're in bed and you're lying down and the recovery is so long and you lose more of your muscle.
Oh, so
the recovery from a hip break is just very traumatic for most older women.
Because they're laying down,
yes,
dormant,
yep,
and that is when the
immune and they get
system
pneumonia, their lungs aren't moving, or they get a heart attack, or they stroke because of their laying down.
Just
and
the
not
dormancy,
movement.
It's not
clots,
the break that it's correlated. It's
the
just
dormancy.
They could have broke a toe, but if they're laying
well, the
down,
well, the hip is just
same
such the hardest break for a woman to heal from, and that's what happens to older women.
You guys
they break a hip.
Wear like airbag panties.
I just want to say this too.
Oh,
you
but
know,
I wasn't finished with that. So yeah. I said it was. Right.
Just
I
take the bioidentical.
I said it was heart.
Okay.
Serena said it was heart. I said it was hip, and then it's brain, Alzheimer's and dementias.
Yeah.
Now breast cancer, I believe I looked into this. It's less than the top all the other seven ones that kill women together.
Yeah.
So yes, breast cancer is a concern, but that's the main one we think about. When we should think about these other ones that are killing women.
And actually, when you look into the studies, it's quite a myth about the breast cancer.
Well, it's an absolute myth that bioidentical hormones cause it. What caused it in the WHI study, that big 2002 study,
was a synthetic
progesterone that they used with the estrogen.
And it wasn't even the synthetic estrogen. Yeah. Even though we don't believe in that, it actually wasn't that.
No,
was
they used Prempro, a horse estrogen at the time. And they said, well, that can contribute too. And they've come back and said it was nothing to do with that. Even the horse estrogen, even the crazy horse estrogen that they used
that's
in that
so
study
yuck
was actually protective against breast cancer.
Right.
All it was that synthetic progesterone, which was very harmful.
Do you check?
And as we're talking to you, go, Dan.
Well, do you check for breast cancer once a month?
Oh, I don't.
No, I personally don't.
Okay. Because that, you know, there's this idea for men too to like be checking once a month. That puts me in a weird state.
Me too.
Like I get anxious. It's like, oh, I'm checking. I got to check. It's like, I
have this
live
thing for my life and I'm not telling anyone to do it. But I read that book. What was it called? Overdiagnosed.
Yeah.
I read this book called Overdiagnosed.
I read it too. Guess why? Because you yelled at me across the plane and told me all that was in it.
I told him
we had
on
a
the
long
plane
flight. She kept turning around and just quoting from the book.
Well, my thought process is if you dig, you find, right?
Yeah.
We all have little cancers in our body.
Everybody.
All the time that our body takes care of. They just take care of them. And even, who's that? Christine Northrup. She's like one of the biggest, you know, menopausal doctor, respected doctors. And even she says, I don't recommend women get all these mammograms every year like they're supposed
to.
Well,
it can also squeeze the cells too, which
so
can make
many women
the
are diagnosed
spread
with these zero stage ones when the body would take care of their own. Now, hear me, people. Some women get breast cancer. And maybe if there's a history, maybe you've had that before. You do you. You do you. And go get your screenings if that makes you feel better or if it's protective in your mind. I do me and I eat healthy. I exercise. I do all the things and I don't
have. You take your bioidentical hormones.
I take my bioidentical hormones and I don't. My body doesn't cancer. I mean, I just, you know.
And that's what you say every day. My body doesn't cancer.
I say that. That's what I say. So, you know, I mean, Danny, we're all different in our approaches to life, right? My mother's never had a mammogram. I don't have it in my, I don't even have
and my
history
our mom
in my
is so straight up and down. There's no curvature of her spine.
Yeah.
And she's been on bioidentical hormones for 15 years.
Do you mean her physical spine or her philosophical spine?
Oh, there's no curve in either. There's no curve in either.
There's no room.
And she's running around like an 18-year-old, like she's just like hot to trot.
Yeah. You can't pop her back.
That's the other thing I do want to say. It saves marriages, bioidentical hormones. Let's just talk about that.
Please.
It's a very real thing that, you know, late peri to menopause, the libido tanks. And there's situations that just make it very painful.
Yeah.
Physically painful.
You lose your estrogen, you lose your vaginal moisture.
Lubrication.
Things can actually shrink down there and dry up. And so many women are in pain. Now, if they could get bioidentical hormones and get over the fear of them, and also there's a lack of proper, it's not out there. Women don't know who to trust. That's, we didn't want this to be an advertisement for what we're doing, but it we started talking about it. But
hey, I'd like people to go to where they can get now.
Me too. But where can they go? We have someone here that Serena and I started with. Her waiting list is a year out.
Yeah.
We have so many friends and families are like, well, Pearl, tell me where I can go. And
that's why
like,
we started this
thing. Like, I don't know where you can go. I wish I did. Now, there's a lot of pellet places where you can go and get pellets put inside you. I tell you what, it might be better than nothing, but
it's what our mom has done because she's going to do ours when it comes out. But she's like, this is all I can
get. But on the whole, be
nothing.
Careful. If you can get great pellet prescribers if they'll give you
enough estrogen.
A lot of times, a lot of them are scared of estrogen. They just give you a bunch of testosterone.
Which will bring your libido back, but you might be quite like leading your whole household. Like into-
well, Serena, it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't bring their libido back. Estrogen is a huge natural libido enhancer.
And more of a female libido.
Yeah. Sometimes it just makes people vibe. Like really ragey with a real aggressive libido and it doesn't feel
testosterone
normal.
Testosterone does.
Yeah, for women. Yeah. Yes, testosterone is necessary for women, but too much. Too much is not great for us women. It thickens the belly. It can tend to cause insulin resistance. So
I know, but we're not against testosterone.
I love it.
We replace it.
Yeah.
But we're just saying we don't replace it as high as the pellet people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe you guys need some endorsed local providers, you know, that are in your network subscribe to
I wish we knew of them, but we're going to be to all 50 states.
But in the meantime,
well, telemedicine we're going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is like you'll be able to do Zooms
or something. Oh, yeah, that's what it's all going to be. We're going to be empowering patients like with to know exactly what their levels are, to know what
we're going
to
do a course, like a mini course with the program. It's free. Totally free, where they will be able to be in the driver's seat so that they can read their blood work along with the doctor and not be in the dark.
So they can send it in from wherever they are.
Well, yeah, it will be all in a portal. So it will be kind of like very automized. Is that the word?
Automated.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. There's so much hope for this beautiful season of the life. I'm actually so looking forward.
You're looking forward to menopause.
Because we've been Well, I'm just looking forward to jumping on the bioidentical hormones.
Yeah.
I could jump on right now, but I'm trying to have a baby. You don't want to mess with your hormones.
Yeah, while you're having a baby.
Okay. Yeah.
While, if you're actively seeking to get pregnant.
Yeah.
However, women can replace testosterone if they want to. And then as soon as they get pregnant, they just stop.
Hey.
Yeah, but if the testosterone gets too high, it can
yeah, you don't know.
Your
just to replace it to a nice level.
While we're here, yeah. I hear about warnings of over 40-year-old people getting pregnant. Is that not a concern for you?
What? Who warned you?
Just you, everywhere, the internet.
That's just.
And anecdote, friends who are like, yeah, we had our extra baby over, our accidental baby over 40.
I ain't got no extras. Every single one is like planned.
No, I don't mean extra. Like
meaning like I want all of them.
Well, like there's higher risk for mental handicaps. And
No, guess what? There's higher risk for Down syndrome. Serene would love a Down syndrome baby.
I'll take any baby. But I do want to say this, though. Yeah. Guess what, though?
What?
We have our beautiful cousin has our beautiful little, not little anymore, our niece. She's, what, 21 now?
Is she?
Yes, but that was her.
She had her in her 20s.
Her third baby. And she had her in her 20s. And that was Down syndrome. And we love Jana. And then our other cousin had her first baby, Down syndrome. So I've actually heard
they went on to have other babies that weren't.
Yes, I've actually heard though that it seems so, I don't know how to explain it properly, but my mum told me, it seems like it's a large demographic, like a larger number of Down syndrome babies born in this particular like age range, but it's because they're all having less babies too. And there's a way of that it's tweaked.
And maybe people are paying attention more too, and they're looking for if there's a problem, they'll look for markers.
Right.
When if you were 20 years old and the same thing happened.
Look, I'm telling you, I know so many people who've had babies in their late 40s, mm-hmm. even babies in their 50s, their babies are like, their pregnancies were their best pregnancies, lovely, incredible births.
Yeah, their body's ready now. It's like just in the groove.
Look, just think about all the people who aren't of my mindset, which is like, you know, have a big, large family and love all of it, but they've just had careers and they start late 40s and they get on in vitro for it and everything. True. The Hollywood people are having babies now in their late 40s.
Yeah, they are.
And rocking it. Yeah. Straight training all through it and getting on the red carpet like 2 months later.
Yeah, it's so they true. Are. That's cool. Yeah, good to know.
Yeah, but I hate fear.
That's the way I do. I think that's what it comes to. We don't live our lives in fear. I used to, and I'm so done with that. I love my life living it without fear. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's epic.
I got set free from fear at the Trim Healthy podcast.
Yeah, we don't fear aging, people.
Yeah.
Because you can be graced with more years and wisdom, but you do not have to.
And there's tests you can take. Like, I love taking tests just to monitor, see where I am, see where I can optimize.
Like your
hormone
test.
You don't need to put your head in the sand and, like, never test your body or anything. But I think it's just smart tests.
Like, you show test your hormones and your thyroid all the time.
To show where you can go from strength to strength.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if something comes up in your body where you really have to test and go get this checked out.
Like you've got a huge lump the size of a grapefruit underneath.
Well, you know, things sometimes there's reasons, and we have beautiful oncologists and there's wonderful people, and Serene's son
and
went
I'm not
through.
Afraid. I'm the crunchiest granola there is, right? I'm sitting here like a big old organic oat, right? But
I'd say you're a moderately sized trim organic oat.
But I was humbled in the fact that, you know, my son is alive because of God, but conventional medicine is part of his healing.
Yeah.
And I thought I would never say that.
Like chemotherapy.
I'm telling you, it had to break the back of the aggressive form of cancer he is to give all these herbs a chance.
Yeah.
To give natural a chance and to give time for our journey of faith to come to its full end.
There's a beautiful balance of both. There's a beautiful, I'm so thankful for mainstream medicine. I'm also so thankful for the other side of medicine where doctors start specializing in bioidenticals. There's a beautiful harmony.
Yeah.
And I just want to take the best of both.
You're right.
Life.
It's not a fight. It doesn't need to be doctors fighting against each other.
Shouldn't.
You know, the MDs hate the chiropractors.
You know, as conventional doctors may go overboard in their arena, a lot of alternative, holistic doctors go overboard in theirs and don't treat direct sometimes, Pearl, like you.
And will advise you to not get treated direct, which can be poor advice.
Yes, it's true. And there needs to be wisdom for all of us to, I think, say, hey, it's not one side is not bad.
Yeah.
One side is not, you know, it's not just like that.
So we're not going to run out to get the first antibiotic at the first little day, hour of earache, right?
We're going to
do the garlic, the colloidal silver, do it all, you know, get the early nights, do all the stuff. But hey, if we need to get an antibiotic to save our hearing, we will.
Yeah. That's right.
Sure beats not
hearing. And we don't shame ourselves like, oh man, I had to go and get a mainstream medicine and all of that. I mean,
that's why some people are scared of the metformin.
Yeah.
And they would really do well on it.
Mm.
You know,
metformin meaning it's a medication, but it's actually life extending medication. Metformin, it lowers blood sugar and it helps. And there's many medications that are actually fantastic.
Right.
And some aren't, but just some are. So we shouldn't put things in boxes.
And some actually approved by the FDA. You know, with Armour, you know, some people are like, I feel bad. I'm on Armour. I'm on like a thyroid medication that you can actually pick up at a pharmacy. But thyroid is just...
I have to say, though, if you're on Synthroid, which is a T4, that medication is not bad. All I'm saying, if that's all you're on and you're not feeling optimized, all it is in your body is
that
something
balance.
That can't do anything right now. So you're getting that medication, nothing wrong with it. It's going into your body and like, let me work. But your body can't convert it to T3. Remember I talked about free T3? And so you're not getting any help from that, then that medication's useless for you. You also need some T3 in there.
Right, some cytomel,
so that's why when doctors just test TSH and T4 and all they give out is Synthroid, it does make me a little frustrated.
Right. But we've talked to people that have tried everything. They can't lose weight and they know that they've got thyroid issues. Yeah. They're even hypo and everything. And they were like, well, I just don't want to take the Armor. My doctor's prescribing, but Armor is actually natural.
Armor, well, it's
a desiccated porcine actual thyroid.
Yeah, right? NDT.
Yeah, natural desiccated
thyroid. Yes, exactly. And it's the same with NP and these things that are a combination of T4 and T3. And then some people need actual T3 as well.
You're probably going to go home and pop a T3.
Oh, I'm definitely popping a T3.
Oh, let me get one.
It gives you a little extra energy in the afternoon.
Yeah, no, I love that. To pop a T3 in the afternoon.
Is testosterone? T is for testosterone?
Yeah, testosterone is just usually T, but T3 is the little tab of actual thyroid hormone you can take along with maybe your other thyroid medication, and it's direct into your bloodstream. It will give you the
pep. Pearl and I do not have hyperthyroid and we don't have a hypothyroid, but we take thyroid medication.
Yeah.
Why? Because we can burn through food amazingly
right now.
And we
optimize as you get older.
Our thyroid. We got them checked and they were slightly, you could hardly see it, but slightly not optimized. And we're like, well, we're going to tick optimization.
Yeah.
So we both take, I take 60 milligrams of Armor and 5 mcgs, right,
and then I take
T3.
I take 60 milligrams of NP, which is a natural desiccated thyroid. It's a combination of T4 and T3. Then I take 2 pure T3s in the morning. Sometimes I pop one in the afternoon as well. So that's what I do.
Let's say we've got a 45-year-old woman who's never heard of anything. She's just been suffering in her life, has never considered hormones, just thought she's losing it. She's cracking up. She's older now. She's sad. She's disappointed about everything, whatever. Where does she need to start? Is the first step hormone profile checking?
Yeah, but if you go to a regular doctor, they're just not going to be able to read those numbers properly and they won't prescribe you the right.
Well, first of all, are you assuming that her diet's kind of dialed in and she's not on sugar and
she's
things
crunchy.
Like that? She's crunchy?
I just want to, let's say she's 50-50.
Crunchy people start feeling like crap at a certain stage
sometimes. I know, but I want to know who this lady is that Danny's describing.
She's conscious of healthy eating. That's why she's listening. But it's new. And, you know, I'd say half the week is mac and cheese and chicken nuggies.
She ain't crunchy then.
But the other half of the week is sauerkraut and pickles. A pickle is just a cucumber.
Well, I'd say dial in the diet as much as you can while you're looking for an excellent bioidentical hormone doctor, which you can't get into right now.
Yeah. Why do you think we're bringing this? Because the women don't know where to go.
So this is just a resource.
What she can do, if she's desperate right now, here's what she can do. She can go online and buy her own full hormone female panel test.
From Amazon?
You could go to Life Extension, or you could just Google female hormone test online.
And does it, what, is there markers
you
that
want
it needs
to test.
Say on it?
Here's what, and she's 45.
She's 45.
So she's probably perimenopause. She hasn't gone through menopause yet, but some of her hormones are depleting and then others are going super wacky.
Yeah.
It's just the 7 years before menopause and it is interesting for us women. Oh, boy.
Because that's the change.
But she needs to get her thyroid tested too because that's going to help so much as she goes through perimenopause.
Tell her what thyroid she's going to ask for a free
T3. I will
tell
her what to get tested. And then, well, once she's got this test, she's going to like, well, where can I go to get help? Well, where do we tell her to go?
Well, you know, most doctors, if you ask, will they prescribe it? Sometimes they won't even prescribe it if they jolly well are happy
help.
With the T4.
All right, we're going to go. All right, here's what she's going to do. I'm going to tell her how to be the steerer of her own ship. She's going to have to turn into a beast.
Okay.
All right. So she's going to get this panel done and it's going to look at testosterone, estrogen, which is estradiol, progesterone. She's probably going to look at DHEA too. Get your DHEA because even taking care of that can help, Serene.
Hey, if you're 52, you can do these instructions too.
Yeah, or if you're post-menopause or whatever. Yeah. Then I do need you to get your thyroid checked because it's going to help you with your sex hormones until you're post-menopause or when you lose them, or it's actually going to help you sort them out.
Right.
So get, like I said before, get a TSH, a free T3, and I'd love you to get a reverse T3, but you won't know what to do with it until you read my book. So just get the free T3.
Okay.
I can't explain that all here, Serene.
Okay. I'll release you. Keep going.
So then if it comes back and let's look at your thyroid. Let's look at your free T3. If that is less than a 3.5, you could use some help. You could be optimized. you could get a better metabolism. You could get sharper thinking. Mm-hmm. You could not be so constipated. You could not have such dry skin or your hair falling out.
Yeah, and your eyebrows, that last quarter of your eyebrows will come in and grow thicker.
I don't really care so much about your TSH if it's over
4. Your eyes will stop sinking in.
If your TSH is over 4, you've definitely got a problem. But even if it's like a 2 or something, it's probably like, if your free T3 is lacking, you've got a problem. So you could go to your doctor. And you can say, look.
She's going to do this test in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, on AM.
Yeah.
Before lunch.
Yeah. And
does it have to be fasting? No.
No, it doesn't have to be fasting.
Yeah, not if she's not doing
it. I wish there was a link from you, like click here and buy this.
Well, that's what it will be at some point.
Yes, but first, keep going.
I'm trying to help her where she is and her podunk town. She's got, I'm just with
she
her
might
doctor.
Be in LA. Where are the podunk people?
Well, I live in a podunk town, so I've done this before.
Okay,
found really good doctors, I went to just a regular doctor and did stuff like, help me.
Okay.
My hormones, there's something wrong
with
me.
Keep going, Belle, back to where you were.
Okay, so you're going to say to your doctor, look at my free T3. I listened to this podcast with these two weird down under ladies, and they said that I could feel better.
And they've anecdotally told me to do all this from the internet.
Please,
this is where you're the beast.
Please give me some natural desiccated thyroid, NDT, that has T4 and T3 in it. I think it's called ARMA, or I think it's called NP, they said. Could you give that to me? It is a medication. Please, yeah. I'll take responsibility. Just could you give it to me?
Because they can prescribe
and then,
this.
Are they going to ask for some cytomel-thiothyronine, some
T3? I doubt that their doctor will give it to them, but at least they could get some NDT. If your doctor's very kind, well, first of all, you start on NDT. If you don't get high enough.
Which could be called ARMA too.
Yeah, NDT is ARMA or NP.
Yeah.
I'm really confusing people
now. NDT is natural desiccated thyroid.
You'll also need to get my book coming out next year, which is like so in-depth. And you're going to be such a hormone expert.
It's the hormone book?
Expert. This year. This is coming out this year.
It could come out this year?
We're in 2023 now.
Like how soon in 2023?
I don't know. But it's dropping it. We're at 50 minutes.
Hey, keep going.
Do you have a name for the book?
Trim Healthy Wisdom.
But it's about hormones.
Well, part of it is.
About everything like for 45-year-old woman and over. Keep going.
You got to call it Trim Healthy Hormones.
No.
Because
it's wisdom about a lot more things.
TH squared.
Okay, keep going, Pearl.
So then you're going to tell, and your doctor saying, look, and I only give T4, and you're going to get up from your seat.
And
you're
revolt. You're going to beat your...
I'm just
kidding.
Oh. And you're just going to
say... You can say, I'm a beast.
You're going to... Your little fingernails are going to just come out and you're going to turn into a werewolf. No, you're not. You're going to be classy and you're going to say, well, thank you for your time. I shall go seek another practitioner. And you shall seek another practitioner and you shall seek until you shall find.
And you shall
look up in your area and you, call pharmacies.
And you preferably want one that's going to give you T3 as well,
yes,
right?
Yes, and you'll find out from the compounding pharmacies who in your area prescribes that. You can call a compounding pharmacy and you say, look, I'm looking for a doctor who prescribes NDT, natural desiccated thyroid, and T3. Do you know of any? And then you're going to look at your sex hormones. You're going to realize, oh my goodness, my progesterone is less than 15. I could use progesterone because my periods are wacky. And you're going to ask your doctor and you're going to say, please, doctor, would you give me Prometrium? It's just a standard medication.
Prometrium is not a compounded one, but it's an FDA-approved one, but your insurance can cover it.
Yeah, that's
and
what
it's just bioidentical.
I'm trying to help her.
Yeah.
And with standard medications, but it is bioidentical progesterone. And I did this to my standard doctor here in Podunk. And I'm like, please give it to me. I want to try 100 milligrams every night because my periods are so heavy and I'm losing iron and I can barely get out of bed and help me. And they're like, oh.
And you'll sleep beautiful because
she's like, I guess I can do that.
Goodness, it's amazing for sleep.
And so she get, and I was able to. So there are things you can do. You can get progesterone. Now, they're not going to help your testosterone. But if you look at your levels and it shows that your DHEA is less than 250, you can go online and get you 5 milligrams of DHEA. And there's just things you can help yourself with right now without our company
coming
online.
And you take 5 milligrams every day in the morning. And if you feel like you
doctors,
can slowly
hey,
go up.
Hey, Serene, we're just suggesting here.
Yeah, suggesting. And maybe you could suggest to go up one more 5 and if you ever show signs of acne, just go back to the original 5.
Are we going to get in trouble, John, because I suggested?
I'm just suggesting. Yeah. And then Pearl Friend, and then
I'm
the estrogen.
I'm just suggesting how to be a beast.
And then the estrogen, what could they do on the Amazon for their estrogen?
Well, I would wait till I was postmenopausal. If you are desperate right now and you are hot flashing all night, there are estriol.
Talk to them at postmenopausal what they can do about their estrogen until we are up and running.
Serene, it's a bit dangerous for me to do that.
Okay.
I'd rather not.
Okay.
I'd rather leave it when they don't have estrogen till they are under the cover of a doctor. Because if they have a uterus, estrogen has to be with a progesterone.
Well, they're on progesterone.
Oh, they
got them on Prometrium.
Okay, but they were perimenopausal. They weren't post. Danny's person was
peri. No, I said they could be 52 and listen.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to help you a bit further. Now you're 52. You've jumped up from 45 to 52 and you're postmenopausal. And you asked your doctor for thyroid and they did what you wanted. You asked your doctor for Prometrium, which is standard, and they did what you wanted. But you're hot flashing. You don't have estrogen. There's something that you can do. It might not be optimum until Serena and I come out and get you under the care of one of our telemed doctors. But you need estrogen so bad. So you might need to take it into your own hands and go to Amazon. And there's estriol creams, E-S-T-R-I-O, which is
I-O-L,
which is the weak estrogen. It's very safe. And it's mixed with a little bit of estradiol, which is the FDA allows you to have that much. That's why it's on Amazon. It's a small dose. So
it's not enough, but it just might help you with your hot
flashes.
It's
not enough to help your brain. It's not enough to help your bones.
You're
going
to want to come
it's
along.
It's not enough
and,
to prevent
and
dementia
proper,
and protect your heart, but it is enough probably to help you with your hot flashes.
And you're going to put it on?
Yeah, you're going to put it. Just go with directions.
Okay.
And I'm only suggesting.
Yes.
And so that's, if you're desperate and you're in those situations, those are things you can do now.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got onto hormones.
Oh, I love it. I'm so glad we got
onto it. I suggest we wrap this podcast.
Yeah.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big.